back into the New Testament, into the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17 is our scripture for today. Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own, it comes from him who sent me. If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own."
Father, I will never doubt that you sent your Son into this sin-filled world to die in my place. I choose to do your will, so keep me focused and strong, Lord. Refresh me and give me the boldness to lead others to you. Amen.
What are you doing in your life to replace your will with God's? Most people know the story, but His Will Ministry is called that because everyone here at the ministry has one thing, and one thing in their heart, to constantly do the will of God, to follow Him in what He wants done, to go where He tells us to go, to never jump forward or lag behind, but to walk next to Him on that beach of life. Many times we have wanted to do certain projects, but we prayed, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," and the Lord will always guide us. One of the things you'll find when you're in God's will, the minute you step out, you won't have to ask. You'll feel that angst in your spirit. You'll feel that something just isn't right. Listen to it. Don't ignore it. Listen to it.
Today's action. When you pray today, ask the Father to reveal His will to you. Today's treasure is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3 through 4. "But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things that we command you."
Whose will is running your life? The Lord God Almighty's or yours?